the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Davey Snaps. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan. Davey, how are you?
I gotta tell you, man. Fucking tired.
You're wiped out.
I am so tired.
You're wiped out.
Yeah. Wiped out. As you know, I was at Boston Calling for 3 days.
Yes, you were.
Had an awesome time.
I know.
By the way, I have a hot take. I have a hot take coming that I just thought of right now.
Ooh.
But I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
To Mac and Goo.
Oh.
For two separate reasons. One, Mac, who was a good hang all weekend. I hung out with Mac a little bit all weekend.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff Mac.
Fucking every time.
Jeff Mac.
Every time.
Yeah.
With that line.
I know.
But him and his brother were there and some friends, and he like literally all 3 days was in the same exact spot, so I knew where to find him.
Oh, nice.
Which was great. And then, believe it or not, Goo, who wasn't there but provided the biggest assist of the weekend, he was gone for Memorial Day weekend, so he allowed Mac and I to park in his driveway.
That's huge.
Which was huge.
That's huge.
He's like less than a half mile from the stadium.
Yeah.
So I just had to walk.
Yeah.
And it was like park at his like driveway. Ooh. And walk. It was unbelievable. Huge assist to Goose.
That's
thanks
a big
to
assist. That. Looks like you got a little crispy there. You got a little heat, a little fun on the sun.
Camera work is not conducive to hat wearing. So it was a lot of like turning your hat backwards. I don't have the line but definitely I was trying to keep the sun off my neck too. So I would like do the hat backwards, but like pull it down low.
Oh, we've all been there.
But still, no matter how much sunscreen you have, you're going to feel it a little bit, but it was well worth it. But the hot take was,
yes,
the gyro or the gyro, for those of you who are not speakers, might be the best fast food there is on the planet. If you get an actual gyro, because I know what you're thinking, right? The ones you've had have been like those like weird slivers of lamb, right? And they have like tomatoes and like the tzatziki sauce and like cucumbers and like whatever and onions.
Yeah.
That's not a real one. Really what it is, you can get lamb, you can get steak, or you can get chicken. It's the sauce and fries. And you can hold
it
in one
hand. Yeah, no, that's good. I'm not against it. Yeah, it's good. It's a good item.
What's the name? Greco was the name of the place that was there this weekend. Kept me in gyros all weekend. And I was
happy with that. Gyros, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
By the way, people want to check out some of these Boston Calling photos. We've posted them at Arvon D on Twitter, at Ryan Davey Photo.
Yes.
On Instagram is probably the best place to find them. Dork Podcast. Mm-hmm. We've all been tweeting them out over the weekend. I got to say, the one that I was looking forward to the most, now, I didn't go to any of the days, but just when I saw the lineup, it was all about Megan Thee Stallion on Sunday. And by all accounts, she delivered.
Oh, and you only, that's the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. So that's I have so many shots from that. Cause where I was shooting that from was right at the soundboard, at that stage.
Okay.
And I had this massive lens and like, I'm starting to figure out like this concert photographer world. And the cool kids were kind of like the people who are like, this is their job.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been around forever and they know it. Like as soon as they walk into a place, like everyone knows who they are. Like I'm starting to figure out who those people are.
Yeah.
And they were kind of looking at me sideways because I had like this massive lens, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is like with these things, like I had a media pass, but there's also a press pass. A press pass gets you to the stage.
Oh.
This is just like you can bring your camera, but you're standing wherever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said to one of the guys, Greg, who actually works for Odyssey, who's a coworker,
shout out
who
Greg.
I met.
Yep.
He was fantastic and a huge help. But he was like, I was like, I'm too old, man. I'm too old to fight crowds.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just gonna get so it was a really cool experience and some great acts. Yeah, and Megan was electric. If I was Ozier or the Killers, I'm pissed that I had to follow her.
Yeah, seriously, I was shocked that because I didn't think that it was the best Boston Calling lineup that I've seen over like the last 5 years, right? If you just and for me, like there's a lot of bands that might be really good that I just don't know because I'm so old, but I'm just saying like the last few years there's like bigger third, fourth acts, whereas this one, I'm like, I'm surprised Megan Thee Stallion was the third act on the third day. I thought she could have headlined one of the nights.
Yeah. It's funny. The whole, on the screens the whole time, they were projecting like throwback to this year, throwback to this, and there was like all like the headliners of that year, and they had fucking Eminem,
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
1975, Paramore, Foo Fighters Rage. Were last year. Like, they had huge acts.
Run and then, the Jewels.
Like, oh, Run the Jewels has been there three times.
They went once. I think they shared a stage with Rage Against the Machine, so they probably did a few of those songs that they do together.
Yeah.
Or the lead singer, Rage, does a couple songs on Run the Jewels. But anyway, right. Yeah, let me ask
it was,
you
it was
this.
Great.
Did you have yourself a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
I did.
I thought that you might. Well, we're not going to muster. Oh, one thing I did want to mention. We're not doing it this week in Dork because we have a lengthy topic du jour. It's a double decker and it's going to take the full time. So we're not going to do this week in Dork. Maybe we'll do something like a quick video or something during the week. But I wanted to say they're making a third movie in the Knives Out Benoit Blanc films. It's called Wake Up Dead Man. And we both like Knives Out. I thought Glass Onion was kind of eh. I think we did a standalone on it. You can check out the Glass Onion review. But did you see some of the early casting for this?
No, I didn't. I just saw what you posted and that's it.
So yeah, So I posted that they're coming out with a little teaser. What if I told you Tom Hardy is going to be in it and Lindsay Lohan?
Come on.
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. You know what? If Tom Hardy is somehow like, you know how like Sherlock Holmes has the guy who he's what's his name? Moriarty. The guy he's always
His villain.
If Tom Hardy's like his Moriarty, like his
pretty cool.
villain,
yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty sweet. But anyway, that was one of the news items that I wanted to get out there. So that'll be sometime 2025, I think is what they're saying.
Sweet.
All right, but a more important question, Ryan.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour.
I don't think you're ready for this today.
I for sure am not ready, but I am glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today we are taking a look at Apple Music's 100 best albums. They just put this out last week. If you have Apple Music, even if you don't, there's like a website you can go to, and we're going to rip through them. And so for this episode, we're going to do 100 through 51, and then we're going to run it right back and do the top 50. And so I guess they didn't really get into specifics, at least what I read, but it was like a group of like experts and people that worked there, and they like came together for this list. So it's not like one person's list. This by no means is hashtag dorks list.
No. No.
Because I'll say two things right off the rip, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot about it as we go through. One, it's a really, really difficult task to put together the 100 greatest music albums of all time.
Before I pick this apart,
yes,
this is a fool's errand. You cannot do this correctly. You cannot. Like, you're always going to have problems. And I think Apple Music, which is kind of like, you know, you have your Spotify, you know, and Apple's kind of like a distant second to that. I know you're an Apple Music guy.
Yeah, I am. But no, but that's fine. Listen, it's fine.
But man, I there's no way to do this right. But we have issues.
I was going
to
say, so it's really tough, difficult. That's the first thing. The second thing, the list is a complete piece of shit. It's a trash list. And it's funny, when I first ripped through it, and I might have even mentioned this on the radio, I just kind of scrolled through it quickly. Obviously, there's a ton that I'd heard of. There was at least enough bands and artists that I liked that I was like, yeah, I'm sure they missed some, but like overall, not bad. And then the more I was thinking about it, I'm like, oh, they didn't have so-and-so. They didn't have so-and-so. They didn't have anything from so-and-so. They had the wrong album from this person. They had the wrong.
Well, the other thing, too, is like they have two albums from some artists.
Two or three, like, even.
Pick their best and one.
Like,
there's no way that certain artists have two albums in the top 40.
And then there's a couple artists, and we can sprinkle in some of the honorable mentions, like, as we go through. Not even honorable mentions, more like snubs. Like, honorable mentions for us, but just straight-up snubs for this list as we go through. There's like three or four that I guarantee you, you're going to double check and be like, no way. And scroll. You'd be like, there's no fucking way that they missed fill in the blank. So I think the best way to do it, Rye, and I have this. Let me bring this up. How's that? You can see us. You can see the list.
I can see it. Yep.
All right. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. So right off the rip at number 100, Robin with a Y. With the album Body Talk. Never heard of Robin. What can you tell me about Robin?
Yes, you have. You've heard of Robin before. She had a minor hit in the United States in the early aughts. There was a song called Show Me Love that she had. Show me love. Show me. You've heard the song. It was in a bunch of like teen movies and stuff.
Okay.
She's had actually a really sneaky good career.
Okay.
In Europe and like the dance scene, but nothing really in American music that is. So this is, I feel like this is one of those things where you're like, we need to mention Robin somehow. Like, how do we do it?
Yeah.
This is the charity pick, I would say.
Oh, I didn't know this. Tyler in the chat says the Red Sox made one of her songs their postseason anthem.
Which song?
I don't remember. Yeah, let us know, Tyler. I don't know. I know they had Callum Scott dancing in with myself. They did that one. He was in studio with me and me, Shyam and Gresh at one time. Shyam sang his song back to
him. I remember he sang his song to him.
And he crushed it. He crushed it. The guy liked it. Dancing on My Own. That's not Robin. I thought Dancing with My Own was, what's his name? Callum Scott, wasn't it?
Is it her song, but he did it?
Could be. Oh, maybe he remade it. Could be. All right. Let's go to number 99 on this list. Eagles with Hotel California.
This is one of those bands, you love them or hate them. Not for me. If there's songs, I mean, as individuals, like I like Glenn Frey, I love Joe Walsh, Don Henley, great. But like, I don't know. It's one of those songs that like Steve Miller, I don't think Steve Miller's on this list, but like,
oh,
people like tried to like force me to like, oh, if you like this, you'll love the Eagles. And I don't really like the Eagles.
My quick Eagles story is me and my wife years ago went to Gillette Stadium to see the Dixie Chicks because my wife loves the Dixie Chicks.
Just the Chicks now.
They're the Chicks, but I got in there back in the day when they were still Dixie Chicks. They were offending everybody. They're the Dixie Chicks. But it was one of those shows where it was like some asshole opened up and then it was Keith Urban, then it was Dixie Chicks, and then it was Eagles. And it was pouring rain. And so, like, we saw Dixie Chicks. Neither one of us wanted to see Eagles. So we saw one song of the Eagles. We're like, yeah, let's pack our shit and go. So, like, the headline, we're like, we're done. My wife wanted to see Dixie Chicks. I was there to be a nice person. And we're like, all right, let's move on.
You're like, there's crowds and this is expensive. I'm out.
Let's go. You saw what you wanted to see. So let's go. Number 98, Travis Scott, Astroworld.
No business being on this list. Even at 98, there's no business being on there.
Yeah.
Like for the albums that you snubbed to put this on, you're out of your fucking mind.
I would have to agree. I don't celebrate the entire catalog of Travis Scott, but I would imagine. Wait till I tell you something. I'm going to wait. Like I said, I'm going to wait till we get a little bit deeper into this. And you're going to be like, that made it over X.
I'm going to lose my shit at some point.
Yes. There's a few there's a few shockers. Like bands. Now, this is albums, right? So this isn't just straight up artists. So
yeah, this is albums.
That is a different category, but even still, there are some like first ballot Hall of Fame artists that I'm guessing pick one of their albums. I thought they might be in the top 10, and they're not even in the on the list altogether. So like,
no, and there's some people some artists who are completely left off this list, which is unforgivable.
Yes, I agree. 97. Here we go. Finally, an album that I own, an album I listen to, Rage Against the Machine. Self-titled Rage Against the Machine. Now, I really enjoy all their stuff. Evil Empire got a lot of spins back in our high school days. But upon re-listen, Ryan, I think of all the Rage albums, I think this is the correct choice.
This is the first of all the Rage albums. This is, yeah, absolutely. And I would say there's a ballad on here, too. I forget the name. I can hear the song in my head.
So this is the one, I forget.
I can just check the track listing.
Check. This says Bullet in the Head, which is one of the all-time songs. Killing in the Name, bomb track.
Oh, Settle for Nothing is kind of like a...
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. It absolutely rips.
This to me, so what my criteria for like all-timer albums is like how many... This is a zero skip album.
Yes.
Zero skips. Like you could listen to this album all the way through. And like, it really, like this came out recorded. It came out in 1992.
Ooh, wow.
And so like this, say what you want about like rap rock or like rap metal or like whatever, like these guys, I know it had been done before, but they really nailed like what,
oh my God,
that should sound like.
Yeah. This was insane.
And I had no idea what they were talking about politically when I was, you know, 12.
No,
man.
No.
I was into it.
I just remember
I was radicalized by this.
I tell you, whatever they were saying, I was in favor of. Yeah. Yeah, when I heard bullet in the head when I was like a kid at my cousin's house, and I, like, my mind exploded. Like, for pardon the pun, I think my head like blew off my body. I was like, this is a game changer.
Like, the second you hear the bass line for Bomb Track, the first song, you're like,
that's the first song off the thing, right?
That's
right,
the first song. Yeah. So you're just like, I'm in on this.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's super cool.
Fucking great album. And a shame that it's at 97.
I was going to say, would be way higher on my list.
So do you want to do like rated, overrated, underrated?
Yeah, so this is way underrated.
Way underrated. Yeah. Yep.
96, Lord, Pure Heroin.
Oh, first, overrated. I mean, fine. She hasn't done anything since.
Yeah.
She had that one song off this, I think, and it was just like,
yeah, that one. That
was a banger.
That was Royals, a heater. But Royals was a good song.
That's a good song, but
yeah, this isn't best song. This is best album.
But it's not. It's not that good of an album.
Yeah. Get it out of here. Take a hike. Yeah. Take a hike, Lord.
Get off my street.
95, Usher, Confessions.
This is a fucking good album.
Okay.
This is rated. This should be on the list. I mean, this, if you look at the track listing of this album, like I'm going through, I have all my track listings up. I mean, this has Burn, Superstar. Like
he's a bit of a hit parade, this guy. He's got a few hits.
And like you saw on the halftime show, like, you know way more of his songs than you think you do.
Yeah, he's not my favorite. I don't own any of his albums or anything, but this is one I respect the game. I would say that he's very good. People like his music. And if you told me he had one of the 100 best albums of all time, I'd be like, yeah, probably.
Well, this is definitely his best album.
Okay.
The song Yeah is like his like landmark song.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a good song.
This song just goes hard.
Yeah.
Another thing you got to think about too is like, if that song came out today, would it still be good? Yeah. I mean, yeah, if Yeah comes out now, that's still a number one song.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Number 94, Ryan, called Burial.
You know what this is?
What is this?
This is Burial is a like a EDM producer who like put out this album. Basically it's like UK dubstep kind of stuff. I had not heard this album until we decided to do this. I went through and kind of like sampled all the albums. I wasn't really sure. It's fine. You need EDM on here somewhere, but you get it in other places and it's way better. Like, why add this album? There's always, and I can't help myself. Like, oh, I got to put on to make it seem like I know what I'm talking about. I have to have like this, like high, this no one's ever heard about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that's what this is.
Yeah. Like, what's the best movie ever made? Probably Birth of a Nation. It's like, yeah, it's not fucking the best movie ever made. Like,
it's not the best.
Seven
Samurai. Yeah, like, it's not.
You don't have to put that on there. You don't,
it's good.
Yeah.
And I get it, but yeah.
You don't have to put that on there. Number 93, Solange with her album, A Seat at the Table.
Do Jay-Z and Beyonce have some stake in Apple?
Good question.
Is this the only reason that Solange Knowles gets a nod for anything? Album's trash.
Beyonce's sister, who famously hit Jay-Z in an elevator, and apparently has the 93rd best album of all time.
Better than Rage Against the Machine.
No, disagree. Yeah, even
disagree.
With your own list, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
So don't care for that. Number 92, Tyler, the Creator with Flower Boy.
Okay. Fine with it. Rated.
Yeah. Rated. Okay. Rated.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
91, George Michael, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1.
Now, this album, I'm looking, the singles that came off of this were, let me see. See, this is one of those ones. No, this is one of those ones that, like, this isn't even his best album.
Yeah. See, sometimes when I was going through a lot of these, they didn't even pick the artist's best album. So it was frustrating. She's like, oh, I recognize that artist, or I really like that artist. And then you dig deeper and you're like, oh, but the songs I all like are on a different one.
But I would say Faith is a way better album.
Yeah.
Than this.
Faith is a song. Man, that goes. Yeah.
But what's the other one that he did with all the video with all the supermodels and stuff?
Right.
That song was awesome.
Yeah. I forget the name of it, but yeah. So what?
I'm, by the way, I'm super tired, so like I should know the name of that song. Freedom. No, it's Freedom. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's Freedom like 92 90, or something. Yeah, like
90
that,
or something.
Freedom 90. That's it. It's Freedom 90. Freedom 90. Right.
Speaking of number 90, AC/DC with Back in Black.
This is one of my top 10 albums of all time.
I was gonna say this is way underrated. This needs to be in the
way underrated.
Even like conservatively in the top 25. This has Hell's Bells on it. This has a whole bunch of heaters.
That's fucking obviously, Back in Black.
Back in Black, clearly. You know.
Shoot to Thrill.
Yeah.
It's rock good. And Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Like there are some fucking bangers on this album.
Yeah.
And it's again, I mean, it's anybody who listens to rock music, inevitably, like the conversation comes back to this. And it's the first album they did without Bon Scott. And you didn't know how it was going to go. I mean, You Shook Me All Night Long is on this album.
Yeah. Like, you know, this is like instant Hall of Fame. Like this is one that shouldn't even be in debate. Like being in the 90s is insane.
Yeah, that's
it's way too low. Way too low.
Yep.
89, Lady Gaga, The Fame Monster, Deluxe Edition.
I think, why did they have to say Deluxe Edition for this? Like,
I think probably like, because they want to promote it on Apple Music. Like, go listen to the Deluxe Edition. But anyway, Lady Gaga.
I mean,
Lady Gaga should be on there somewhere.
She should be. And this is her, my favorite song of hers is on here.
Which one?
Teeth is actually my favorite Lady Gaga song, but it has Bad Romance, Alejandro, Monster, Telephone, Teeth. Like,
yeah, there's good shit on there.
There's some good shit on there. And I think that the Deluxe Edition has a bunch of, I'm looking at it right now. I think it has a bunch of like remixes and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Number eight.
This album goes. That's good.
That is. Number 88, Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You.
Now, if this were top 100 singles of all time.
That's a good single. Fine. That's a good song.
It's a good single. It's a good song, but I don't know if it's making my top 100.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
87, Massive Attack with Blue Lines. What is this?
I don't know. So Massive Attack is like, by the way, this is the, they are another EDM outfit. Oh,
okay. See, I don't know this.
Yeah, so you don't listen to this shit, but like, there's some good songs on here, but again, I don't think it's a top 100 album, specifically because of who you have higher than them.
Yeah.
That band has made 4 or 5 albums better than this one.
Yeah. No, I know who you're talking about there. Yeah. Number 86, Mary J. Blige with My Life.
Fine with this one. I mean, this album goes.
Yeah, she needs to be on there.
She's great.
Yep.
Yeah, she needs to be on there.
85 is Kacey Musgraves, Golden Hour.
My daughters love this album, but get the fuck out of here, Kacey Musgraves, and your top 100 albums of all time.
Of all time.
Get the fuck out of here!
Do you know that girl in your high school who would like play guitar and could like kind of sing? And like sang like very...
Yeah.
That's Kacey Musgraves made a career out of being that girl. Like she's pretty good at singing and can play the guitar a little bit.
She did like a Christmas special that I watched and I was like, what was this? Why'd she get a Christmas special? Yeah. She seemed fine, but I don't know. Number 84, Snoop Dogg with Doggy Style, which quick little personal story. This was one of the first tapes I ever owned. It was, what year did this come out? 92. So I must've been like 8 years old. Or was it 93? 93. All right. I was 9 years old.
Best year for hip hop. 93.
It was an unbelievable year. And I remember my mom had to get it because it was like, this is early days of like parental advisory, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was like behind the guy that worked there. And my mom had to go up and ask for that one. And then we listened to it in the car on the way home. And I remember even as a 9 year old having the wherewithal to fast forward the bathtub scene when they were fucking each other in the tub.
So I came to this album because my older brother went to his friend's house and his friend's older brother made him a tape. That's how I heard this song. So like you could dub the tapes. So that's how we got it. Cause there was no way that my parents were going to buy this for me. Cause I think I was 12. My brother was 13.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why my mom did. She was never really like one to stand in the way of that stuff. Like I didn't watch movies because I was scared as a kid. It wasn't because she was like, don't watch them. And then like, I listened to this, loved this. And I'll tell you, everybody loves Gin and Juice, which is a great song. Lottie Dottie might be the heater on this whole thing. Lottie Dottie is
so good. And I love, my favorite is Doggy Dog World. That's my favorite off this album. But
Murder Was the Case is on here.
Yeah. So my, I think it wasn't so much the parental advisory sticker and read into this what you want, but I think my dad to this day, I'm still trying to explain hip hop and rap to my father. I think he just doesn't hate, he just fucking hates rap music.
Got it.
There you go. Right. And like having to explain this to him is like,
yeah.
You know.
So good though. Snoop Dogg just sounded so cool. Even as a kid, even like you're just like, you knew it just sounded different than everybody else.
Yeah.
All right. Number 83, Patti Smith with Horses.
You got to have Patti Smith somewhere on this list. This is her best album by far. I'm fine. Good. I'm fine with that.
Good with that. Number 82, 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Now, this is one of those albums that it's like, you kind of laugh at it now. Like, you're like, really? But back when we first heard this, because this came out in 99, 98.
Yeah.
Or 2000.
No. This came out like, this must have been 02 or 03. I want to say this was late. This was after we were in high school. I think we were in college when this came out.
2003, yeah, I was in college. Right.
Because I remember was it Up in the Club was the big hit off of this? Or In the Club? Yeah. In the Club.
In the Club.
I remember my buddy Ike telling me there was a radio station in Buffalo that played that song for either 24 or 48 hours straight. Because they're just like, this is what the people want.
People keep calling and asking
they
for it.
Just,
fine.
They just played it. They just played the whole thing.
But I remember the first time I heard that song and being like, holy shit. Like, this is really good.
Yeah. And he had a good voice. Again, he was smooth. I liked him. I agree with Josh in the chat, though. Like, you just had these ones ranked, and you somehow, this is a better rap album than Doggy Style?
But this is the problem with lists like this. There is no 50 Cent without Snoop Dogg. And no. I think he would be the first person to admit that.
For sure. Yeah, like, for sure.
Or Eminem, because Eminem,
I was gonna say,
you know, produced this album.
Dre, Eminem to 50 Cent. They're all in the same tree. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 81 is Neil Young with After the Gold Rush.
Yeah, a personal favorite album of mine. I love, believe it or not, I'm going to shit on someone later, but like someone with like a really unique voice.
Oh,
a great songwriter. By the way, I just shot one of his concerts. Real weirdo.
Really?
Neil Young.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so like they'll let you shoot the first three songs. He only gave us 10 minutes and then made a shoot from the corner. It's like a corner three. Like it was a really weird setup.
Best shot in basketball.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. No. So that's probably why. But
smoke and mirrors.
Do you know who he's dating right now?
Neil Young is dating Padma Lashki.
Daryl Hannah.
Really? From Kill Bill?
Yes.
Good for him, I guess. Good for both of them.
He looks like he's melting.
Okay, so,
like,
so good for him. Yeah, yeah, good for him.
Yeah, but
what a
great album.
What a combination. Yeah, what a combination. Yeah. Number 80, Eminem with the Marshall Mathers LP. So in the 80s, we got three big time rap albums. This to me is the best Eminem album, in my humble opinion.
I completely agree with you that this is his best album.
This would probably be a top 15, or maybe for me personally, maybe 10 or 15 if I did this whole list myself from scratch. I thought this is fantastic. I think he has a couple others that could even be considered, but this one, tip to tail, is incredible. This did come out when we were in high school and got a ton of spins. Yes.
And it got a ton of spins, and I really like the album. The track that sticks out for me is the Way I Am on this.
Yeah.
To me, that's the one of the best Eminem tracks ever.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like this is going to sound stupid, but you just like feel him in that song. Like he was getting shit off his chest on this album.
Oh yeah. He had some stuff.
And that was the one that was like, it was really fucking good. Yeah. The first time I heard it. I love this album.
Cause this obviously had Stan. It had Kim, which was insane.
Yep.
All the skits that are like mixed in there, but this is, depending on how many times you want to listen to the skits as far as the songs are concerned, this is another no skip. You can throw this one on and listen to every song. No problem.
Absolutely.
All right, number 79, my girl, Lana Del Rey, with her album Norman fucking Rockwell. I'm glad Lana Del Rey made the list, but I will say it once again, not her best album. Her best album is Born to Die, which is a all-time no skipper. You go up and down. You got Summertime Sadness, Video Games, Diet Mountain Dew, Radio. You got a ton of hits on that one. This one, and I know her shit's slower, right? But the Born to Die, she sounds more haunting, and I like love that. Like, it's such a good sound. This one's a little bit more, it's a little too sad sacky for me, to be honest.
I think so.
She has a cover of a Sublime song that's really good.
Doing Time.
Yeah, Doing Time's the name of this. Yeah, Doing Time. And then the last track off of this one is a slow one, but I really like it. So there's a couple songs I like, but it's not her best album, but she did make the list, so I'm at least happy with that.
Yeah, good for her, sad girl music. I mean, she should, again, I mean, it might be a little too early to put her in the top 100. Let's see where the, where this, but like you said, this isn't even her best album. Like, no. even critically.
Yeah.
Or like critically or monetarily, like this isn't even her best album.
Yeah, that was confusing. Oh, also, real quick, 6 Degrees of Separation. So the name of this album is Norman fucking Rockwell. Norman Rockwell, famous for many paintings, including Rosie the Riveter. And as I've probably said on this podcast or at least on the radio show, my great aunt, so my dad's aunt, was the woman who posed for Norman Rockwell for Rosie the Riveter. And he like exaggerated, like she wasn't like this big jacked woman, but like she looks kind of like that. And he kind of like enhanced it a little bit, but she was the real life Rosie the Riveter is my great aunt. So
your dad's aunt, your great aunt is Rosie the Riveter.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep. Pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 78 on this list, Elton John with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Unbelievable album. And this was like a, I believe my dad, I have this album in my stacks, and I believe it's a double album.
Yeah. I remember just some of the songs from the Elton John movie with what's his name? Fucking
Taron Egerton.
Yeah, Taron Egerton did an awesome job. Man.
Yeah, so Funeral for a Friend, Benny and the Jets, Candle in the Wind, but like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is probably one of Elton John's best songs. Tiny Dancer gets a lot of love. That's not on this album, but like there are two songs. Our Saturday Night's Alright for Fighting is on this, but there's some fucking great. This is a great album.
Yeah, this is probably low, honestly. Then
this is pretty low.
Yeah, that's
this low. This album.
Yeah, I agree. It should be higher. 77 is Madonna, Like a Prayer. I mean, Madonna's a hit parade. You get more hits than anybody.
And I think this, I'm gonna look at the track listing right now. Yeah, I mean, there's like this is her best album.
So probably
like kind of all together, I think.
Yeah. Maybe low then. Not that she's my favorite thing. Like there's different, like this is one where I will separate kind of best and favorite because there are so many different genres.
Yeah.
I would just say that she probably deserves to be higher on the list.
I mean, the first two songs are Like a Prayer and then Express Yourself.
Like good Lord. Yeah.
Okay.
76, Bad Bunny with Un Verano Sin Ti.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Good for Bad Bunny. I tell you, I went to that show too, and I didn't understand a word. I don't habla español.
What is that? A heart without you? Is that what that is? Un Verano Sin Ti. Anyway.
Well, Sin Ti is without you. Yeah. I don't know what a Verano is, but like, fine. Good for Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, very popular. All right. Yeah. Number 75, Missy Elliott with Super Dupa Fly.
I mean, this album great kicks stuff. Ass.
Yeah, this is good. She should be on this list, no doubt.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, she should definitely be on this list.
74. Oh. All right, here we go. So I was curious how much kick-ass hard rock, metal, alternative was going to be on this list. We already get Rage Against the Machine at 97. At 74, Nine Inch Nails, The Downward Spiral.
Fucking amazing album.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I think, even Trent Reznor would say that this is like his like magnum opus, right? I mean, this is the album that's like he would consider his best album.
This has Closer. It has Hurt. It has,
oh my God,
a bunch of other ones. But like,
yeah, I mean, this album, I remember I got this when I was in like junior high or something.
Yeah, probably came out, what, 90 something?
Had like March of the Pigs, Piggy.
Oh, Piggy was on this, yep.
Oh man, these songs were like, I remember, and Hurt was just such a God bless Johnny Cash for, you know, his version.
Cash did a great, like, I love the Cash version, but then like,
but,
yeah, go back and listen to this one again.
Yeah.
Big Man with a Gun, like, Eraser, Reptile. Yeah, obviously the Downward Spiral is the name of the album.
Yeah,
yep,
I mean, this is
that's pretty good.
This is, I mean, this, yeah, I can't say enough about this album. It's kind of changed. This is one of those, you know, I was into like Metallica and like I was like into like this kind of like metal phase when this album came out, and then this kind of turned things a little bit. And I think for a lot of people that's the same thing too, because it was still industrial music, it was still harder music, but yeah,
I love his voice,
something
too.
Different about it.
Yeah. Resonant
voice. He's not a great singer.
No, but it's
he's a good yeller.
Yeah, he can yell at you. He'll holler at you. Yep. Number 73. Oh, here you go, Rye. Why don't you give us this one? This is one of yours.
This is one of mine. I have this album framed in my house. This is Asia by Steely Dan. I think this is their best album. If you've ever, there are like myriad stories of like how this got recorded. And make fun of Michael McDonald all you want, but like he tells this story that like on the song Peg, which is like it's probably the song you remember most from this album. Michael McDonald had to 5-part harmonize by himself, but they made him record every line like separately.
Oh,
so he didn't sing the whole thing through and then sing it again. He had to sing every line 5 times in the hook.
Yeah,
it will come back to you. Like, you had to sing the whole thing, like, back to you. You had to do like a 5-part harmony with that.
Oh my God.
It's crazy that the amount of detail that went into this album. And if you've heard this album, get yourself a good pair of headphones and just listen to it again. Like your most well, not Beats, but like your most well-balanced headphones. Listen to the production on this again.
Mm-hmm.
This album fucking kills.
So where would this be in your personal list? Where would you put this?
My personal list is in top 10.
Yeah.
This is top 10 album. Yeah. But you would be surprised how many hip hop samples come from Steely Dan. The biggest one here is Black Cow.
Hmm.
By Steely Dan. If you were to play that song right now, could you play that song right now?
Can I?
Can you?
I don't know. Will we get flagged?
Can you play? I don't know. Just play the first. What's it? 3 seconds. Play the first 3 seconds. You'll hear it.
All right. Let me wait. Hold on. Let me pull that up for you. What's the song again?
Black Cow.
All right. Black Cow.
First. All you need is the first. You need the first 2 seconds, and you'll be able. You'll know where it comes from. Start at the beginning.
Oh, why didn't it start at the beginning? Why wouldn't it do that?
Start at the beginning.
All right, hold on a second.
Yep, someone in the chat's got it. Josh has got it.
Does he? All right, hold on.
Yeah, don't look.
I'm not looking. Let's see, son of a bitch. I don't know why it started in the middle. Oh, yes, yes.
Right from there, you're just
that
like, yep, there
good.
Uptown,
I like that.
Baby. Uptown, baby.
I like so that.
Yeah, so that's this is in my top 10, criminally low on this list.
Very good. 72, SZA with SOS.
She's
people like
super
SZA.
Talented.
People like SZA.
She's super talented. Is she better than Steely Dan? Mm-hmm. Is she better than Snoop Dogg? Is she better than AC/DC? George Michael? No.
Lana Del Rey, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, no.
Eminem?
No.
71. I'm out on that. I have no idea what this is.
I get this.
What is
so
this?
Kraftwerk.
Okay.
So if Kraftwerk are basically the parents of Daft Punk.
Oh.
So they're this German electro pop band. They have some like really off the wall shit.
Okay.
There's a song literally called Pocket Calculator, and the lyrics are like, I'm the sole operator of my pocket calculator.
Oh, I like that.
They have a song called Tour de France, which if you've seen Breakin' 2,
Electric
you've Boogaloo. Seen the movie Breakin' 2, where he's doing the dance with the broom. He's mm-hmm. like the broom's dancing around. That's a Kraftwerk song.
Okay,
that's Tour de France by Kraftwerk. Right. Yeah, so I mean they're like a early on adopter of like electronic music, and I think you need to mention Kraftwerk somewhere on this list.
All right, number 70, N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton, excellent album, bunch of hits
excellent
on this,
album.
And like
and a, yeah. an important album.
Yes.
In kind of like encapsulating that like gangster rap was only a thing for like 5 years. Like people forget it was kind of like a flash
mm-hmm.
thing, like grunge. Like grunge is way shorter than you think it is.
Yeah.
But man,
but I mean to get Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, and I mean Dr. Dre was kind of more in the background and kind of just like he was literally just you know,
producing
the producing and like the DJ for him, but like early Ice Cube, awesome. Just
but
just
so I good. Early and angry Ice Cube.
Hell yeah.
But
oh yeah.
Yeah, I've never really thought much of the DRE as a rapper. As a producer and an engineer, I like enough of him though.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's exceptional at that. And like Eazy-E, I don't think is particularly a great rapper either, but like Ice Cube's one of the best. Number 69, nice. Metallica, nice. Master of Puppets.
I'm glad they put this one on there. To me, it's a toss-up between this and Ride the Lightning for their best albums. But I would give the edge to Master of Puppets.
I'd go with this one too. Yeah.
Just the like Orion, like that whole like 8-9 minute instrumental off of this is incredible. But you start with Battery, like you turn this album on and it's just like there's so many albums that was like it's just like a punch in the face.
Song goes hard.
Goes hard. And Battery is one of those songs, like unbelievable. Welcome Home is on this one too. Leper Messiah. The thing that should not be. I already mentioned those, but like, this is it should be at 69 because this album.
Nice.
You know.
Nice. I agree.
Yeah.
68 is The Strokes. Is This It?
My God, I hope so. But no, this is a good album. This is one of those albums that I liked despite the hype.
Okay.
Like I didn't want to like this album and I liked it way more than I thought I was going to like it. See, this is if you look at, I mean, Pitchfork gave it a 9.1. Oh, and wow. I'm like, if Pitchfork gives you anything above an 8, you're like, all right, this album's probably
did something good.
Like, and they're so pretentious. And that's why I think I lean towards Pitchfork reviews more than I do any other magazine, because they actually do spend the time and are complete dweebs about it. But this is a good album.
I remember Eminem talking about how many mics you get on The Source or whatever, right? Wasn't that the big one? Where it's like depending on how they're hard graders too. 67 Portishead with Dummy.
Yeah, like whoever put this list together, it's their album. Like this Portishead is a fine artist. So it's another like they're like an electronic music, kind of like sad electronic pop music stuff.
No, I don't need Portishead at 67. That's insane.
This didn't even sell a million copies.
It's insanity. You can't piss in my face and tell me it's raining.
Like this album didn't even go platinum.
Yeah, like, so that nobody wants Portishead.
Get out of here.
Get out of my face with Portishead. 66 is The Smiths with The Queen Is Dead.
Okay, so this is okay. Now we're gonna. Yes, I do believe that this album should something with Morrissey and Johnny Marr should be on this list somewhere.
Okay.
This is, I think, one of their better albums. I'm not that familiar with their work, but I do know this album and I do know that people really love this one. So, let me see if I like a track listing on this. Like, Queen Is Dead is good.
Is it properly?
Boy, the Thorn in His Side is really good. Right. Big Mouth Strikes Again. I mean, those are good songs. I mean, this is just, I get the Smiths and I get why people like them, but it's just, it's too sad for me.
Sad. Sometimes you need a sad sack of a time. Sometimes you need to be like, I feel like shit. I'm going to have a sad day in the car. Yeah.
I'm
going to cry in the car for a ride right now and I'm going to listen to the Smiths.
No, this is like hugging your knees in the shower sad. This is like, I can't get out of bed sad.
Was the fucking Smiths? No.
What you thinking of the Crying Game? That was Boy George.
No. What was the movie? No. What was, remember the killer that we watched? Fassbender.
Yeah. He was listening to Morrissey, like the Smiths.
He listened to the Smiths the whole movie, right? The whole movie was so that was what's his name? Was it a David Fincher movie, right?
Yeah.
The killer.
He definitely loved. David Fincher is a huge Smith fan. You can tell.
Because
the way he shoots movies.
He was like setting up his little sniper gun and he puts his little iPod in and he's listening to the Smiths the whole movie. You're like, this guy.
I would be listening to like Rage. Yes. I'd be listening to like, you know, not to Pump Me Up.
Not
like,
the Smiths.
No, I want Pantera, not the Smiths.
65 is De La Soul with 3 Feet High and Rising.
I love this album because it's like at the time, I believe this came out, let me look, 89. So like right before Gangsta Rap, this is like the last gasp of like happy rap.
Yeah, I was gonna say
what I would call like this. Oh man, Me, Myself, and I is on this, which is an amazing song.
Yes, it is.
And but there's like it's so well done. The magic numbers on here, you've heard, remember the movie Slackers?
Mm-hmm. Oh god, yeah.
So this is a really, really cool album.
I like it.
If you're ever in a bad mood, put this on.
Yeah.
And you don't want to listen to bad, if you don't listen to the Smiths, you want to go the other direction, put on 3 Feet High and Rising, and you'll feel great about yourself.
What a back to back Smiths and
Josh is like proto jazz rap. Like, yeah. So like a lot of stuff like this, like they were using jazz samples, and then like Diggable Planets did one. And then like, so like all of those, that jazzy rap came out of this.
Yep.
Not bad. It's good shit.
All right, number 64 is Erykah Badu with Baduism.
Baduism. Baduism. So this is a good album. This is where it needs to be. She needs to be on the list somewhere.
All right.
This is like, let me see. On and On is on this. Is Tyrone on this one? I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah, this is a fucking good album.
I have no problem with it. That's not a...
On and On is just such a fucking good song.
Yeah. 63, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Are You Experienced? Hendrix should be on here. I don't know if this is the right one, though, right?
No, but like I just... Like rock music, as you know, it doesn't happen without this album. So like, how do you have it at 63? I know it's not like important albums or whatever. It's like best albums, but...
Yeah.
I just don't... Like comes out of that Foxy Lady, like right out of the rip.
Purple Haze. Shit. He has Foxy Lady, Purple Haze, Hey Joe are all on this one.
Like, yeah. Like,
yeah, I definitely listen to this.
Wind Cries Mary is on this too. Like, this album fucking rules. Like, this is, you know, talk about like seminal albums. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, why is this only 63? And I think Rolling Stone, like, I think Hendrix was the greatest guitarist of all time. Him or Clapton, I don't remember. But
I definitely remember listening to a lot of this. Growing up, this was my dad had this all, or my parents had like all this stuff.
Yeah,
this is a classic one. All right, number 62, Tupac with All Eyes on Me.
Sure, put Tupac on the list. I think this is the one. This is his best album.
Yep.
I wouldn't. What's the next one? Machiavelli comes out after this one.
Now All Eyes on Me. Talk. All Eyes on Me is pretty solid though. So yeah, I got no problem with that. That should be on there. 61. Sade,
I just
love Deluxe.
I just mentioned this album the other day.
Yeah, you did.
Saying that Billie Eilish is the new Sade, which take it or leave it, that's where we are now as a society.
I'll tell you this album cover, and if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on the podcast, great. Thank you for downloading. We have the pictures here. So we have all the album covers as we're doing this. That album cover, not mad at that. Doing all right. Something's going on.
Starts with No Ordinary Love, and then in the middle you get Like a Tattoo, and then Bulletproof Soul and Mermaid to end the album. Like, I actually own this album. I'm not afraid. I'm a Sade fan.
Good. You should be.
She's fucking great. I'm so glad. This is one of those ones I'm glad that Sade made the list, because this album is awesome.
Very good. All right, number 60, I've never heard of, The Velvet Underground and Nico.
Okay, so a lot to unpack here. So Velvet Underground, Lou Reed, New York scene, like, believe it or not, I think there are people who would say that this and New York Dolls were the two responsible for punk music. And this, obviously, this is more psychedelic, alt-rock, experimental, avant-garde bullshit, but like the punk rock scene came out of like those two things. So it was like the Velvet Underground and New York Dolls. But I think this is an important enough album that you need to mention it. I think in the back half, so like where we are in the first half of 60, this is right where it needs to be, but it's important. So like, throw it on there.
All right. 59, Arctic Monkeys.
Like, again, a fine band, but they're no fucking Velvet Underground. They're no, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, look,
Rage Against the Machine.
Like, think of all the bands we just mentioned. Yeah. And wait till we get to some of the ones that we have not, that are in
won't mention.
Correct. 58 is Oasis. What's the Story, Morning Glory?
I mean, it's got, is Wonderwall probably one of the best pop songs ever written? Yes. Did they do that? But dude, again, it gets a lot of like, anyway, and who plays guitar, like, anyway, here's Wonderwall, like that whole thing.
It's so funny. Yeah.
But man, what a fucking great song that is, right? And great even song. Like morning, like Champagne Supernova is like, what the fuck even is that? But
it's a good song though. I mean,
it's a good song.
Enough. Yeah.
And these are just the, we're just talking about the hits, right?
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, yeah.
This is a fucking good album, and I'm glad Oasis is on here. And there's rumors that this came out in 95. So, there's a rumor that starting in 2025, they're going to do a tour.
No shit.
And do this album.
Like the real, like the brothers are together.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Uh-huh. I thought they hated each other like poison.
They do. Okay. And that's why it's, there's three of them too. And one of them, I think the older one, like wants nothing to do with the other two, but
got it. No shit. Yeah. All right, 57, D'Angelo with Voodoo.
This is one of those albums I would put on and you'd be like, turn it off. And I'm like, no, yeah. No. This and my Jamiroquai, I'd be like, dude, we're listening to D'Angelo. Like, can you just put on fucking Limp Bizkit?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I want to listen to D'Angelo.
I did not like D'Angelo. I remember his Spanish music video. Joint. Remember his music video? Or is just like,
that's, how does it feel? That's off this album.
This is cock.
But you're just right above.
Well, I wasn't. You're obviously, just right cock. Above.
Yeah, but he's got the deep V cut.
Deep V. You're just like, at some point, you're like,
some sort of way.
Just pan down a little, please.
I just want to see it just for a second. But there's a song on here, Spanish Joint, which is probably one of my favorite songs.
All right.
It's but so good.
Does the album, should it be 57 all time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. There's enough like songs on there.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, it's good, but I'm not really, you know, into it, but fucking great album.
But you'll take it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, here you go. Give me 56. There's another one of Davey's favorites.
I've gone criminally low. The whole emo scene doesn't happen without this album. Disintegration by The Cure at 56. I just saw them live recently. They performed a lot of songs on this. If I told you like the singles that came off of this album, and remember in South Park when Robert Smith actually like shows up in South Park, and I think it's like Kyle or Kent or Stan, like, Disintegration is the greatest album ever. It really is. Lullaby comes off of this. Fascination Street, Love Song, and Pictures of You. Like, if you put those songs on other albums, that's already a great album because that song's on it, but they're all four on this album.
Pretty good.
Like, this album fucking rules. again, we're talking about like sad person music, but at least like throw some pop into it.
Yeah, sure.
But this is if you hate the Smiths, you need to love The Cure. Because what is the, there's like, I forget, some Robert Smith and Morrissey famously hate each other. So
yeah.
So this is one of, again, this is in my top 10 albums.
All right.
It's 56. It's way too low.
Very good. 55 is Rihanna with Anti.
Like, fuck you. Get better than The Cure. Come on.
Dude, Rihanna's good, though.
Rihanna's good.
Rihanna's got good stuff. And the thing with Rihanna is I got to double check because she has so many hits. Like, when she did the Super Bowl, it was like, what is she going to sing? What is she not going to sing? So let me just double check this album real quick for you. This one has Work with Drake, Kiss It Better, Needed Me, Love on the Brain, Sex with Me. I don't know. Some of the other ones I like are on another album, so I don't really know how I feel about this.
I don't know. I don't feel any way about this. This is like instantly forgettable for me.
54, John Coltrane with A Love Supreme.
Yeah. You need some jazz on here, right?
Yeah.
I would have put Miles Davis ahead of John Coltrane. That's just my personal preference. Yeah. But that's, yeah.
Again, this list overall does suck. We're just kind of going through it.
Yep.
53, The Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street.
This might be probably like the biggest, like, what the fuck? Like, this is in any music critic, this is probably like their top 10. Like, this is
top five,
by far, like the Rolling Stones' best album in my mind.
53.
and you have it at 53.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's pretty good.
All right. So it's funny that, like, I know I'm tipping my hand a little bit, but you see, you know, like, you're either a Beatles or Stones person.
Yeah.
clearly these people are Beatles people.
These people are Beatles people. Clearly. If I had to choose between the two, I would be more Stones. 52, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. Talk about an album that kicks your asshole in. This is good stuff.
This is, and again, zero skips. Starts with Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That doesn't warm me up to it.
Nope. It's
incredible.
Just unbelievable. And so It's So Easy, Night Train, Mr. Brownstone, Paradise City, like even like Sweet Child of Mine. And what's the other one? They did another.
Yeah. Welcome
to Mine. And what's the
Paradise City? Did you already say?
Yeah. No. No, Patience is on the next album. Man, Rocket Queen. So you bookended with Welcome to the Jungle and Rocket Queen.
12 songs.
By the way, did you hear the story? Minutes. So there's like in Rocket Queen, there is a sound of people being intimate.
Oh, hello.
And as the story goes,
yes,
that is Axl Rose banging like Duff McKagan's girlfriend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he had the sound going in the studio. That's the story. Well, I think it's Duff McKagan. I'm not sure, but
could be.
Or the drummer. I forget Steven. I forget the drummer. But
yikes.
This album, fucking what, talk about encapsulating like a time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look, the sound, the whole thing. I mean, you have one of the best guitar players ever. You have one of the great front men of all time. The voice is insane. Yeah, I got that. I got no problem. And I mean, when you really think about like every album ever, this probably could be a little higher. I'm not going to go. I can't say that, you know, 30 albums should be top 10, right? Ultimately, something that's get pushed down. But this one obviously needs to be on the list. And the last one we're going to do for this podcast is number 51, Prince, Sign O' the Times.
I mean, you got to have Prince on here. I'm going to say it's not his best album, but the one that is
higher.
It's coming. So
yeah, we'll get there.
I would say musically, this is probably his best one. I don't think this was like as well received as some of the other ones, but when did this come out? 86. Yeah. I mean, this is the one where he like Prince was like superstar status.
Yeah.
So he could do whatever he wanted. Right. So this is a good album. I'm happy with it, but
so
it's where it needs to be.
So we just did 50 of them. There's already a bunch we could have just thrown right out. There's already a bunch that we said not their best album. But there's some, you know, ones that we really liked that are on there. There's ones that we're happy that were on there. We'll get more into in the next episode just bands and artists that straight up didn't make it at all as we sort of go through it.
Oh my
but
God.
That is 100 through 51. We're going to put a pin in it here. And we're going to come back. If you're watching right now live in the chat, jump over to the other link, and we're going to do the top 50 albums of all time as it was voted on by Apple Music, for whatever that is worth. So, Rye, go nowhere. We're just going to jump over
there. I'm not going anywhere.
All right. That's the for everybody else, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Dork Podcast for all of those places. And we'll be right back with the top 50 albums of all time.